Thank you, ladies. I really like that. I just thought that was really good. And it made me feel pretty good, too. How about you all? Another one? Thank you so much. Somewhere in the Rocky Mountains, within some 1,000 miles between Santa Fe, New Mexico, and the Canadian border, may be a treasure chest worth millions upon millions of dollars, just waiting for someone to find it. The man who claims to have hidden the fortune back in 2010, Mr. Forrest Fenn, estimates that as many as 350,000 people have gone hunting for this treasure. But he has no idea as to how many individuals have even come close to finding it. But it's there, so he says. No one, including his wife, knows where that treasure chest is but me, Mr. Fenn exclaimed in 2016. If I die tomorrow, the knowledge of that location goes in the coffin with me. The main piece of guidance Mr. Fenn has offered is a cryptic 24-line poem that he wrote in his self-published memoir, The Thrill of the Chase. He has since shared the poem, or part of the poem, on Instagram, and one stanza in the poem reads, "Begin it where warm waters halt, and take it in the canyon down, not far, but too far to walk. Put in below the home of brown." And there it is. The masses searching for this treasure. High and low, here and there. And this is not the only so-called treasure or buried treasure out here in the world that is said to be hidden in some secret place across the United States. And so, my friends, I believe that if there were a map, one map, that gave directions to one or all of these so-called hidden treasures, we would see hundreds of thousands, if not millions of individuals, each seeking in hill and dale their fortunes and fame, each desperately wanting that map, the key to finding the treasure. The key within the words on that map. And all the while man continues his search for buried treasure and other temporary and fleeting material things of the earth, of the flesh, there's a real treasure that has been and continues to be available to him, to us. A treasure not of this world. If he were to just realize the truth of his being. Thus, God's treasure map, the Bible, and all of its scripture, clearly show the way to untold wealth in spirit, in health, and in eternal life. This is a map that reveals to all the way to the kingdom within. A kingdom that is closer than breathing and hands and feet. Spiritual teaching reveals that we are meant to live not by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. This means, my friends, that every word of God that we receive in consciousness is good and very good and is conveyed to us in a number of ways, to include scripture within the Bible. However, unless we have an established consciousness of our Father within, the spiritual and deep meaning and message of scripture shall be lost to ignorance, born of the flesh, through sense of separation apart from God. Well, you know, religious scholars long ago toiled over the collection and maintenance of ancient scripture by copying them by hand. They then circulated these handwritten messages containing spiritual wisdom of the ages among relatively few people, because only few people could read. And so it was that just as our children of today learn through books with mostly pictures, so too did individuals of long ago come to a glimmer of understanding through inspired paintings of early artists. Since there were no printed Bibles at that time, religious scenes brought about a spark, just a spark, of spiritual enlightenment. The fact is that many of the messages contained within the early manuscripts back then and depicted in the spiritually inspired paintings of the past resulted in a number of Bible stories that are still with us today in Scripture. The Word has not changed. The truth has not changed. And so over time, a printed Bible with Old and New Testaments came to be. Likewise, over time, men around the world became literate and were able to read, and if willing and ready, could partake of the truth and wisdom that Scripture revealed, such as man having to live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, his Father. The true meaning and wisdom of Scripture are real and forever in truth, my friends. The more we take time in prayer and meditation and to read and study the spiritual truth contained within the Bible, the greater our understanding, the greater our consciousness of truth, and the greater our outward demonstrations. Regardless of what the error that presents itself to us out here in the world, we look within to our truth. We also turn to the wisdom and truth within Scripture, and we incorporate these truths deeper into our consciousness so that all error is dispelled and we stand on Him. For instance, my friends, when you are worried about this or that, whether it be a sense of lack, a seeming health issue, or fear of so-called human death, there are inspirational lines of Scripture that bring about a consciousness that is full of the greater light within. Scriptures such as Isaiah 54:17, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord." And if we, you and I, say that we know God, that we are of God consciousness, then could we ever doubt the reassuring message of Psalms 139:7-10? "Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me." There is nothing of this world, not one thing, nothing that is greater than that which we are in spirit and in truth. But let's face it, my friends, each of us have certain days out here in the world when error comes calling to us, each and every one of us. And if we're honest with ourselves, we know that to be the case. And this error is oftentimes closed in emotional upheaval and disharmony, in anger, maybe in envy, maybe in a sense of lack. And as is the case with each of us, there are certain times when we may not feel the wonderful spirit that abounds us, that lives us, that is the eternal truth of us. And so it is that through Scripture, we are reminded that which we are, individualized expressions of God. There is not one thing that is of God that is not of us when our truth is realized in God consciousness. God is abundant. God is good. God is love. God is spirit eternal. And all that he is, you are. So, when we start to look to the world for our goodness, know this is error at work, so-called sin as it might be, and say as did the Master Jesus, "Get ye behind me, Satan." It is a fact that to the degree greater realization in consciousness comes to us, we shall depend less and less on our own thinking through the human mind, because we shall be lived. We shall be lived by our all-knowing, all-present, and all-powerful Father. And by the imprinting on our hearts and in our minds of the Word of God in Scripture, we shall walk in him and he in us. And as the Master told us, we too shall know intuitively that the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. So, with all of the foregoing said, with the wisdom of and the direction to the kingdom clearly laid out for us, for each of us here today, why are there still untold numbers of individuals that continue to seek truth outside of themselves? Looking here, looking there. For instance, how many individuals do we know that seek to know the future by visiting palm readers, fortune tellers, and by doing so foolishly believe they can avoid specific human experiences that one of these so-called seers have foretold? And let's look at the individuals that attend untold numbers of self-help classes. Not that they're bad in of themselves. And social gatherings in order to rid themselves of a so-called low self-esteem. Individuals visit libraries and go online and read this and that book written by this and that celebrity author that supposedly holds the keys to joy and happiness and a sense of fullness. And all one has to do is purchase this or that book to learn of these things and to start living a better life out here in the world. Well, this is simple foolishness, my friends. To look here and there for our wholeness and purpose, to look for the Oprah book of the week, thinking it's going to lift us up and bring us to truth, as Scripture reminds us of who and what we really are, and who are we? I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Psalms 82:6. And for ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. I love Scripture. I've loved it for a long time. But I've lived it more since I began to understand it. I think I shared with a number of you before that in my ignorance before I came to this church, I read scripture, and there was one scripture that said, the fear of God is the beginning of all knowledge. And I just didn't like that God because he wanted me to fear him. But you know, when we learn scripture, we understand that that word fear really means awe. The awe of this wonderful, loving, powerful, giving God. What a difference. So much wisdom, so much knowledge within the pages of the Bible and scripture. When we fully understand the meaning of the words of scripture, and when we are in the realization of God consciousness, we find that any sense of separation between God and us disappears into the era that it is. We will not be looking outside of ourselves and wondering intellectually how to contact some God far off in the sky, or how to bring God into our consciousness and into our experience. We shall relax, and we shall intuitively understand that the kingdom is neither low here nor low there. Yes, it is within. And with our relaxing in the quietness, an indescribable and wonderful awareness takes over, and we feel the presence of God stirring within us. With such realization and inner stirring, we are reminded by yet more spiritual truth, that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. But let us know very clearly that reading of scripture, reading the Bible, is of absolutely no use to us unless the words are spiritually discerned and they resonate within, in our hearts, our minds, in our souls, in our consciousness. Rather, it is just like the smart parrot that can talk like an English professor but still stays locked up in the cage. He goes nowhere. Thus, scripture tells us, I went by the vineyard of the man void of understanding, and lo, it was all grown over with thorns. Is it not amazing, my friends, truly amazing, that the spiritual meaning in scripture inspired by God and within thousands of years ago still serves this very day, after thousands of years, to help those that truly seek him, to help them that come to realization and greater consciousness. And the fact is that human behavior, with all of its limitations and transgressions, was no different thousands of years ago than it is today. Sin was sin yesterday, sin is sin today. Error was error yesterday, error is error today. There's nothing new under the sun, and since man's exit from Eden, he has been lost and bewildered, searching in vain for the kingdom that was once his and remains his, but only when he comes to know his Father within and walk in him. And so it is that since the coming of Holy Scripture long, long ago, man has had in his immediate presence, right there all the time, a book of God wisdom. Truly a map that when read and spiritually understood, leads to the Father's house. And if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. And thus, if we search the scriptures, we will learn not only from the great prophets of the Old Testament, but from the Master Jesus, and John, and Paul, and so forth, that if we turn away from our materialistic ways, from a life of error and self-will, we will live life more fully and more abundantly. And that, my friends, is the science in divine science. That's the truth of this teaching. Turn within. Live from within. Now, while in silent prayer and meditation, The invaluable truth and the wisdom and knowledge of Scripture shall be echoed in God's still small voice within. So let us be still as we feel the words, "You are my beloved, in whom I am well pleased." My friends, God loves us always. There's nothing we can ever do to separate ourselves from our source. Nothing. Nothing at all. We are always one in and of God, in spirit, in truth. But there are those that believe there remains a God separate and apart from them that is unloving, that is punishing. There is no such God, my friends. And such errant thoughts are the products of well-meaning but unenlightened organizations, family, history, culture, and of ignorance. Not only does the individual who lives with realization and consciousness know that his Father is good and very good, he knows also that when so-called pain and suffering are experienced, it is indeed the product of his very own wayward thinking and willful living. Forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. Folks, we know who and what we are. Everyone here does, I assume. We know that we are blessed in all ways, that we are made in the image and likeness of our eternal loving Father, who is our shield and buckler, the source of all good and all abundance, health, wisdom, wholeness, joy, and eternity. Scripture tells us that this is so, and should we avail ourselves to give more time to the reading and understanding of the Word, our Christ's light will indeed grow brighter, as our demonstration shall reflect all that is good and of Him, our Father who art in heaven. And it's our choice, my friends. As written by the divine scientist, Reverend Emmett Fox, and I'm sure you've all read Emmett Fox from time to time, the study of the Bible is not unlike the search for diamonds in South Africa or anywhere else where diamonds might be. At first, people found a few diamonds in the yellow clay just beneath the surface. And they were delighted with their good fortune, even while they supposed that this was to be the full extent of their find. They were happy with what they had found in the yellow clay. Then, upon digging further and deeper, they came upon the blue clay. And to their amazement, they found as many precious stones in a day as they had previously found in a year. And what had formerly seemed like wealth faded into insignificance besides the new riches. In your exploration of the Bible truth, see to it that you do not rest satisfied in the yellow clay of a few spiritual discoveries, but press on to the rich blue clay underneath. The Bible, however, differs from the diamond field in the sublime fact that beneath the blue clay, there are more and still more and richer strata awaiting to the touch of the spiritual perception on and into infinity. Yes, my friends, it is written, "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all of your heart." Shall we make this lesson practical today and into the future? Will you join me now in our closing meditation and let this lesson into your consciousness? Please close your eyes. Assume a listening attitude. Be comfortable, be still. Knowing that you of your human self can do nothing. But He, in the midst of thee, is greater than anything that can ever come to you out here in this world. He is saying, take time for me. Turn to me. Thus, in the stillness, let us be at peace in the knowing that I and my Father are one. Where I am, God is. And because of God's presence, there is peace, harmony, wholeness, and completeness. God's presence is my sufficiency in all things. In God's presence is fullness, and I am here in meditation to realize His truth and to be a transparency so that the kingdom of God within me may be released in consciousness, thereby dispelling every appearance of darkness, every appearance of discord, and inharmony. We are truly blessed. And so it is, Almighty Father, for the wonderful awareness of your loving presence that is here and now and always, in all of its glory, in all of its power. O most loving God, I give you thanks. Amen. The Lord blesses thee and keeps thee. The Lord shines His love upon thee and is gracious unto thee. He lifts thy consciousness and gives thee peace. Amen.